With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A software fix has airlines around the world canceling and delaying flights.
Both U.S. and European aviation safety agencies are requiring airlines to install a software update on the Airbus family of A320 aircraft. Airbus said Friday that the examination of a JetBlue plane that suddenly dropped in altitude last month revealed that intense solar radiation may corrupt data critical to functioning of flight controls. I'm Donna Warder.
In Sri Lanka, the death toll has risen to more than 130 from heavy floods and mudslides caused by a cyclone. The death toll is expected to rise. Some 176 people are still missing, as part of the latest reports.
Sri Lanka has been battered by severe weather since last week, and the conditions worsened on Thursday with heavy downpours that flooded homes, fields and roads, and triggered landslides mainly in the central hills. Nearly 78,000 people have been displaced and are in temporary shelters. AP footage showed homes submerged in floodwaters in Malwana, Sri Lanka on Sunday. Locals waded through the water as relief teams navigated the inundated roads on boats distributing food to stranded households. Authorities say that Cyclone Ditwa, which developed in the seas east of Sri Lanka, is likely to move toward India's southern coast by Sunday. I'm Karen Chamas.
Nearly 78,000 people have been displaced and are in temporary shelters, the South Asian country's Disaster Management Center said. Northwestern University has agreed to pay $75 million to the government in a deal with the Trump administration to end a series of investigations and restore hundreds of millions in federal research funding. The Trump administration had cut off $790 million in grants to Northwestern in a standoff that contributed to the resignation in September of University President Michael Schill. This is SRN News. Homeschooling continues to grow.
Ever since the pandemic, American parents have increasingly been pulling their kids out of the public schools and teaching them at home. According to a new report from Johns Hopkins University, homeschooling is growing at an average rate of 5.4%. In South Carolina, more than one in five school-aged children are being taught in the home. Experts add that these numbers are likely underestimating the true size of homeschooling for lack of good polling data. Michael Harrington reporting.
The board overseeing Alabama public libraries has voted to remove books that discuss transgenderism from the teen and children section of all public libraries in the state. The Alabama action is the latest salvo in the national fight over library content that's being driven by parents who are alarmed by the content of some books being given to children in public and elementary school libraries. The Alabama board says materials that discuss transgender procedures, gender ideology, and the concept or more can't be housed in sections. This is SRN News. Meteorologist Andrew Orison with the National Weather Service says winter storms are affecting the center, Midwest, and parts of the Great Lakes as well.
We do have a fairly expansive area of winter storm warnings across this region, especially areas of like southern Minnesota through a very large area of Iowa, the southern two-thirds of Wisconsin, and really the northern two-thirds of Illinois, and spreading all the way through the northern parts of Indiana and lower Michigan.
He says parts of central Iowa have already gotten as much as 10 inches of snow.
It's going to continue to snow across these areas going through this afternoon and early this evening. So we're likely going to be seeing this area see snowfall totals that will get up to a foot and even higher than that before the storm is all said and done.
Venezuelan government accusing President Trump of making a colonial threat and seeking to undermine the South American country's sovereignty. The charge comes after the social media post about Venezuela being considered closed in its entirety. This is SRN News.